Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, Aaron. All right, so we could see the birth of AirAsia China following that MOU signing over the weekend. What's your initial reaction here, Aaron? And is it tinged with skepticism or optimism?
Hi, morning. The MOU does not really come as a surprise to us. I think management has always been quite bullish about China, very forthcoming in their intention to enter the China market with a very strong JV partners. I think with the participation of China Everbright and the Henan government in the JV, I think it makes it a very compelling partnership. But we all know that Chinese market is extremely competitive, largely due to availability of the state funding as well as the many career options in the market. But we are still positive on the partnership, but we also take note on the risks associated with the low-cost carrier in China.
Now, someone who is certainly positive on this partnership is AirAsia Group CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez. You know, he's described it as, quote, the final piece of the AirAsia puzzle, also an unbelievable foundation to drive growth. Now, what do you think will be the key risks to the downside to this very ambitious plan?
Well, first of all, I highly doubt that this will be the final piece of the AirAsia puzzle. And there's still tremendous growth coming from the other frontier market. But I do agree that China market does present a significant growth catalyst for AirAsia. The key risk, I think, would be changing the passengers' mindset about low-cost travel. Chinese passengers, like the rest of the world, they all want cheap airfare, but they also demand quality travel. So AirAsia needs to communicate clearly what it offers. This is very important to sustain ancillary income growth in order to cross-subsidize the low airfare to ensure profitability within the group.
Now, also, when we look at China's aviation sector as a whole, it is already tremendously competitive, you know, leaving the likes of Cathay Pacific in its wake. So how much upside potential is there for AirAsia China? Now, granted, they plan to operate in that low-cost environment.
Well, it's hard to gauge the potential of this new JV with very limited details. As it is, they haven't even finalized the shareholding structure, the funding needs, or even the operational requirements. But having said that, I also think that AirAsia has a knack of turning around its overseas ventures and making it work, as seen in the Indonesian and Philippine operations, both of which are expected to break even operationally this year. So I believe given the time and the confidence in the company, as well as the strong support from the partners, AirAsia should see significant contribution from China over the longer term.
And also considering that they have a strong support from the government and from regulators, as opposed to what they may have experienced in other Asian markets, shouldn't that translate into a strong tailwind for AirAsia?
Yeah, definitely. Having a strong support from regulatory does give significant support to AirAsia. But you also must understand that this support will stop at some point in time, and hence they need to rationalize their structure in order to compete without this kind of government funding, which I think AirAsia has been doing quite well. We saw it in Indonesia, we saw it in Philippines, and we saw it in Thailand. And I believe we'll see a turnaround in China market once the brand matures and once passengers receive AirAsia well enough.
So as we speak, we've got AirAsia shares now up 0.8%, up to R3.59 per share. You have, or that's above your price target, I believe, of about R3.56 per share. That's your target price. Again, it's now, AirAsia shares now, well, okay, now down to R3.58 per share, still up about half a percentage point. So what does this do to your buy call?
Actually, our price target for AirAsia is R3.80. We've upgraded the stock about March. We are still very bullish on the group and calling a buy. Now, we think that the true intrinsic value of the company has yet to be realized. Most importantly, we believe the Indonesia operation as well as the Philippine operations will turn around in this year, as well as Malaysia operations are seeing strong load factor with very, very rational price competition. So we do see significant upside to AirAsia. We also think that the impending sale of the leasing arm will provide upside catalyst to current share price. Asia is our top pick in the aviation sector. We also like Asia X.
That's right, Aaron, and I do apologize. Yes, your price target is at R3.80 per share. AirAsia shares now at R3.59 per share. So some upside of about 21 cents as we speak. Thank you so much for your time and your insights there. That was Aaron Key, analyst with Affin Hwang Capital.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.